Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We have another hadith that is related to the adhan. And hadith number 65, we will take it and explain it, and then we will attend your questions insha'Allah. And who will give us the honor? Yes, brother.
Narrated Ibn Umar and Aisha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bilal pronounces azanat night. So eat and drink suhoor until Ibn Maktoum pronounces the azan. Bukhari.
The hadith was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. And also there is a narration of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. But the one in Umdat al-Ahkam is only on Abdullah ibn Umar. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Bilal pronounces the adhan at night, and Ibn Maktoum pronounces the adhan when it is Fajr time. What do we learn from this? We learn that the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is to have two adhans for Fajr. You know that we have two Fajrs, right? A false Fajr and an actual Fajr. So likewise, we have two adhans. One adhan where the Prophet says alayhi salatu wasalam is performed by Bilal, it does not affect your night prayer, your witr, and it does not affect your eating and drinking. So this is simply a reminder from Bilal that watch out, Fajr is close. So if you would like to offer witr, offer it. If you would like to have your sahur, your pre-dawn meal, and you drink before Fajr, go ahead. So this is a reminder, and that is why the difference between the adhan of Bilal and Ibn Maktoum, what is it? What's the difference between the adhan of Bilal and Ibn Maktoum? Yes, brother.
The adhan of Bilal anhu has Hayya ala salah, but the adhan of Maktoum has As salatu khayrun minan nawm.
Yes. Well, actually, if you just said that Ibn Maktoum has As salatu khayrun minan nawm, would have been better, because both adhans have Hayya ala salat, Hayya ala falah. So the normal adhan of Bilal, which he does throughout the whole day, is given at the beginning. But the adhan of Ibn Maktoum is As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. And Ibn Maktoum, as we know, was a blind man. So how did he call for the adhan? How did he know it was Fajr? Definitely someone had to inform. And from this we learn that a blind man can announce the adhan if there is someone trustworthy telling him that the time is due. Not only that, it is permissible to have the blind man to be a judge or to be a ruler. Because whenever the Prophet ﷺ left Medina on an expedition, on jihad, on ghazu, he used to appoint Abdullah ibn Maktoum to be the ruler of Medina. And you cannot be a ruler without judging people and without leading the prayer. And this all was done by Ibn Maktoum. Therefore, is the adhan of Bilal for tahajjud? No. Tahajjud starts from earlier on. But it is a reminder for people. Unfortunately, this sunnah has been abandoned. I'm embarrassed to say this. I'm sorry to say this. But this sunnah has been abandoned in the Muslim world, except in few places, such as Mecca and Medina. Up till today, Mecca and Medina, they call the first adhan, we call it, of Fajr. And they have the second adhan. But other cities, they consider this to be means of waking up the sleep, and they don't want to wake up. This is what it was meant originally to be. What? To wake people up, so that those who did not offer witr would be able to do that, and those who are preparing themselves to fast, they can take the pre-dawn meal. Nowadays, people don't want to listen to the adhan and would like to sleep. We have still to do something with the adhan, and hadith number 66 is the last thing we have, inshallah, in regard to the adhan, so I will take the honor of reading it. narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you hear the adhan, say just as the muadhin is saying, reported by Bukhari. So many times we are asked, what do you say when the muadhin says Allahu Akbar? We say Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Similarly, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Similarly, when we come to the hayqalah, when we come to hayya ala salat, hayya ala al-falah, we have another authentic hadith that states that we should say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Why? Scholars justify. They say when the muadhin says come to prayer, come to success and prosperity, if you pray, if you repeat, you say, no, you come. He says, come to prayer. So, no, you come. That would not be logical. So what is the appropriate thing to say? To say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might and there is no power except by Allah, meaning that I cannot go to attend the prayer on my own. I need what? I need Allah's support. And this is why this phrase, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, one of the plants of the trees in paradise. Wallahi, if we know and understand this phrase, when you know that there is no possibility or might or power except by Allah, you feel helpless. You are 100% helpless without Allah. And the minute you understand that Allah is with you, you are the strongest person on earth. No one can defeat you. No one can bring you down. No one can make you depressed. No one can even intimidate you. Why? Because I have Allah. And if I have Allah, I have everything. But if I lost Allah, I have lost everything. So losing Allah meaning that you don't have Allah's protection, Allah's guidance, Allah's provisions for you. And that is why it is extremely important to understand when he says, Hayya ala salat, I'm not coming on my feet. I'm coming with Allah's grace and power. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And what about when he says, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm in fajr? The most authentic opinion is that you say exactly as he says. So when he says, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, you say, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. And of course, we know that after the adhan, we offer salutation to our Prophet, Allahumma salli wa sallim alayhi, and we ask al-wasila wal-fadila wa-al-maqam al-mahmuda. And then the dua, you all know, that hoping that we will achieve by that his intercession on the day of judgment, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We open the floor for your questions, Kaleem, and then Abdul Rahman.
We learn from the ahadith that we have to repeat the adhan. Does the same ruling apply to the iqamah? And associated with that, another question is that when we repeat Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, should we also accompany it with Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
As for the Iqamah, some scholars say that it is permissible to repeat after it because it's also considered to be adhan. Other scholars say that we don't have any evidence to back this up. And none of the companions had ever reported to us that this is something permissible, therefore we stick to the adhan. You repeat only the adhan. When the iqamah is being called, you are just careful to straighten up your rows rather than repeating after him. As for offering the salutation to the Prophet ﷺ when repeating after the adhan of the muadhin, when he said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, should I say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad? The answer is no, because this is not the time to do it, and the Prophet ﷺ did not instruct us to do it. And if you cascade this, if you expand this a little bit more, people would say, okay, what about the muadhin? Can he say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad? Then this would be part of innovating in Islam.
Sheikh, you mentioned about the different types of adhan that are there. In the adhan for the Fajr prayer, there is an addition in a way that prayer is better than sleep. So can you enlighten us as to what's the origin of this phrase? And related to this is, since we know now that it's an abandoned sunnah of having two adhan for Fajr prayer. What's the time for the first adhan to be pronounced?
For your first question, the origin of this is the Prophet ﷺ. He's the one who instructed the companions to say, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. As for the time of the first adhan of Fajr, this is up to the people. They can make it 15 minutes, half an hour, or an hour before. There is nothing specific because there isn't any special sign that tells us now this is the time for adhan. So it depends on the people and the buffer zone or the barrier or the time, that is, the period between the adhan, the first adhan and the second adhan. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, there is one organization where there is no masjid near to it. So people in that organization, they cannot hear the adhan. So is it permissible for them? They know that it's time for salah. And is it permissible for them that if they go to the prayer hall, they pronounce the adhan?
Yes, it is. If there is no masjid nearby, then it is definitely recommended for you to call for the adhan, even if you're not in a masjid, even if you're in a prayer hall, in an organization, in a school, in a company. There is no problem in pronouncing the adhan at all. It's recommended. But is it mandatory or not? As long as the people in that city pronounced it, it's sufficient. But it is added value because the Prophet told us about the great reward of those who pronounce the adhan and that they would come on the Day of Judgment with the longest necks. Not only that, any bird, stone, tree, human being who hear the adhan, they will come on the Day of Judgment to testify for you that you offered the adhan. Yes, brother.
Is it necessary that person calling for adhan cannot lead the salah?
Oh, okay. So your question is it permissible for a person who gives the adhan to lead the prayer? The answer is yes. There's nothing restricting that. You can have a person calling for the adhan, he's calling for the iqama, and he's leading the prayer. I've done that so many times. And you can have a person offering the adhan and another person offering the iqama and a third person offering the prayer. This is all permissible, inshallah. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Is it necessary to say iqama in salah, whether farz or voluntary, if offered alone?
If it's voluntary, there is no iqama nor adhan at all. This is agreed upon. But if it's fard, it is highly recommended that you give iqama. But if you pray without iqama, your prayer is valid. If you pray without iqama, your prayer is valid. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.